Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Sookies, Sookies, getting close. About 45 minutes before kickoff, Irish Buckeyes. Tell you what, man, never been in a national championship game like this. The scarlet, white, and the Irish and the Navy, and the gold domer. Golden domer is going to be a lot of, you know, I just wish, I hope that it is as compelling as these leading games have been. And I'm doing a little psychic thing. It's really to mess with Big Tony. Big Tony, he was in the woods hunting, and he really didn't know, so he just tuned in and texted me, say, "Man, what's going on with the game?" I said, "No, it hadn't started, man." So, I shouldn't be that mean to Tony, because he's a great guy. You know, he's been around me for years, and I should be nicer to him. And I will. I'm going to make that one of those resolutions. Be nice to Big Tony. Enough going on dealing with his right now. I don't know if I've asked you this before we go to Dr. Holder. Dr. Holder will join us, and I'll get to you afterwards. And I want to ask you about the Steelers, and what would you do if you were the Steelers organization? Would you suggest changing, or should Mike Tomlin suggest changing?
I don't know. I feel like Tomlin's earned it. You can't get rid of a guy like that.
I didn't say get rid of him. But so somebody said, in other words, do you just keep going, "Oh, no, we're not having a losing season, so it's okay"?
Well, I think
that's crap.
I think he, you know, ever since Roethlisberger retired, they're not really contenders anymore without him, and they need to find a way to get Tomlin that quarterback that can put them back into being contenders. And that's what they got to do. They got to figure out how to do that. That's what I would do if I was the Steelers. Easier said than done.
Who is they?
The general management, whoever's running the team, whatever. They got to find a way to get a star quarterback in there that can carry the team the way Roethlisberger did. And I don't know the best way to do that.
Because to me, when you have a head coach for 18 years, you're talking about they. I go, who the hell is they? If I got a guy been there 18 years, the head coach.
Yeah, but he's not the GM.
No. There maybe should be. All I'm saying is that this has gone on way too long for us to act like that it's going to fix itself. It's not. It's not.
Well, why don't you ask Lou? We got Lou on hold here. Let's get him in on this.
I'll ask Lou, because you sound just like the Roonies. Lou, do you understand what I'm saying? If the man has been a head coach for 18 years and you getting the same results here of late for close to a decade, isn't it about time somebody with some juice come in and make a few hard decisions?
Well, first of all, great to be on with y'all, as always. Love it. Love it, love it, love it being on. I feel that that quarterback position is the most important position in all of sports. And as you can see, once you get that quarterback position right, a lot of stuff falls into place, right? And I'm looking at Andy Reid and all the success he had in Philadelphia, and then he needed a new scenery, and then he goes somewhere else, and he gets Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, so as long as that quarterback, as long as the quarterback is in flux, then everything else is going to be in flux. Now, Mike Tomlin has earned everything. You know, you don't get rid of somebody like Mike Tomlin, right? I mean, I just feel that before Dan Quinn came, I would have signed up to bring Mike Tomlin, have those, all the Steeler fans who are saying that, you know what, it's time for a change. Look, I would have, give me that. give me what the Steelers have been experiencing, the Steelers fan base have been experiencing for the longest time. So, I mean, tweaks have happened, and tweaks will continue to happen. But until you get that quarterback position right, and it hasn't been right, like Chris said, it hasn't been right since Roethlisberger. And even when Roethlisberger was there, it's just hard to win in the NFL. So I don't. I mean, where else are the Steelers fan base going to go? Like, okay, so if you get rid of Mike Tomlin and you bring in a hot shot, whatever, do you think they're going to have success right away? I mean, you think they're going to have the same level of success? I just don't know. I don't know. That's if the answer is get rid of Mike Tomlin, no. If the answer is the question is, does he have tweaks along the way? I think he's been doing that, but I mean, until you get that quarterback position right, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's not like it's an easy problem to solve. I just think that we and the good news is that it's not our problem here on the
anymore.
Local front. You know, it isn't. We have served our sentence. Thank God it wasn't a life sentence. But it was a 20-year sentence. It was a 20-year sentence easily or more. And and the Cowboys have had good quarterbacks and have still been in a similar peril. They're making money. They're popular by people with very low IQs. But still in all, it's about winning.
Yeah.
And it's just so from where we are right now, we've had a lot of debate here a couple hours on the show on overtime, and we appreciate you, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. That's the way we get a guy, big-time guy, like Dr. Holder. This game, every game, new chapter, new book. This young man, he just... You've covered multiple sports. You've covered all sports. You know he's rare. He's different, but he's not doing this alone. The thing that I'm most satisfied by now is that all the silliness has been discussed about Terry not being an ace and all that. I mean, we know now when you speak of that with that tongue, we know now not to listen to you even any longer. But how about the De'Ami Browns?
Oh, my goodness.
How about people that are stepping up around this young man? B-Rob returned. The return of Brian Robinson. What did the game tell you that you didn't already know?
Wow. I mean, you mentioned a lot of offensive weapons, but let me tell you something. That defense... you know, you knew that Joe Witt Jr., every time I would go out to the park, the mandate was to neutralize and stop the run and turn, produce the football, he said, produce the football. Doc and Chris, five turnovers. That's what won you that football game. That's what won you that football game, because Jalen was going to be Jalen. And Terry was going to be Terry. De'Ami has been coming on, but man, Mikey Sandstrill, Quan Martin, that Quan Martin pick six reminded me so much of Sean Taylor back in 2005, that scoop and score. Those are the kind of plays that you're going to need. You're going to need to go far, right? And they're going to need it in Philly, because both Jalen Hurts and both Jaden Daniels, they don't turn that ball over. They protect that football, right? They protect that football. So somebody is going to have to get one of those quarterbacks to turn that football over. And man, what Joe Witt Jr.'s unit did, that's kudos, because this league was built on a lot of offense, but it was also built on the Purple People Eaters, on the Orange Crush, on the doomsday defense, on the terrible towels. I mean, they can't get rid of it. You know, they're going to try. They're going to try to neutralize all they want. But at the end of the day, defense decides a lot of this stuff. And you can see 5 turnovers. Ball game, Doc Walker. Ball game.
Yeah. And we're not even, it's not even a hype video. I mean, it's just real talk that this team and its resilience, and I wrote myself a note, if you don't mention Trent Scott and this offensive line and Bobby Johnson, who has dealt with losing a player almost every game the last 4 weeks, he's had to go with one of his Fab Five being out, whether it's Wiley, whether it's Biotis. He's been without a guy. Nobody's complained. Shows that he's got some depth. Shows that they're helping guys get better. Hell, if you're not better in week 17, that's a reflection on the staff. If you've been there all year. And what have they done? They've gotten better. They have produced. So they're showing you growth within their program, which is essential. Man, that's how you – the Chiefs keep winning, and a lot of their, some of their best players have been out. But they keep winning. Why? Because they develop players in season. Because their coaches never stop coaching. They never stop – their strength and conditioning, they don't maintain. You're building in season. They run a functional organization. The con men don't know what the hell they're doing, so they're just paying people and everybody plateaus. Or you get worse. That's the difference in the clown show that was here and this well-oiled machine that's operating now. And they deserve their credit. The question is then, how long can we maintain this and how many of these people can we keep? Ben Johnson just left. It's ironic that he would leave after that performance that's really questionable. Because I would question his position in running backs and go, dude, you kept the baddest dude in the world on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he did.
I mean, Aaron Glenn as well. I mean, what Washington did to both of those coordinators, man, I mean, yeah. Hey.
Well, Aaron was working a little shorthanded. You knew that.
Excuses, man.
Well, I mean, everybody, so were we. The offensive coordinator, the golden boy, had O.J. Simpson and didn't put him in the game.
Yeah. Everybody's working shorthanded that right there. So
yeah, you're right.
When Dan Campbell says to O'Connell, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. You better watch what you say. You know, so you're right. I mean, and the thing about this is that you mentioned one of the assistant coaches, and there's so many people that Dan Quinn brought in because, again,
Bobby Johnson, the O-line coach.
Right. A lot of people this time last year wanted Ben Johnson, right? But in retrospect, thinking about it, Ben Johnson would not have been able to assemble the roster of assistant coaches, Lynn Johnson, Ken Norton, all of these talented people who have gotten that culture kickstarted in a way that, as you said, Doc Walker, when you come to week 15 and 16 and 17, you do have people who are producing because the culture has been established. People who have been through the fire. Right. And we're not talking about a head coach who hasn't been there. I mean, before the playoffs started, Dan Quinn had 3 playoff wins of his own, went to the biggest game. So that culture is tight. And so you're going to expect that people are going to leave because good people are going to want to get to other places. But as long as that Adam Peters is there, my goodness, that, and I told you that before, when you got that one right, I told Chris that when I was waiting, I was like, when you get that right, I don't think people understand that was the move. You know, we have most valuable players, but the most valuable person Man, and we've seen it, Doc. We've seen it. When you see both of your GM and your head coach put on gold jackets in Canton, we've seen it. So that's the problem. See, that's the unique situation that Washington is in. Yes, there's people like my son who's never seen a playoff run like this before, but there are people who remember what it was like when there was competent leadership. That's why we couldn't stand for the foolishness, right? Mm-hmm. When you have no blueprint, you probably meander around, but the foolishness, mm-hmm. My goodness, we knew what it was like to have the greatest leader of men as the head coach. Yes, I said it. The greatest leader of men. You don't get into the Hall of Fame in two sports without being the greatest leader of men. And we've seen it. And we've seen that greatest leader of men work with a GM. And both of them have bus in Canton. So that's what you are looking at. And as long as those two stay together, and as long as those two have the acumen, man, we're in for a nice, nice ride. And you said we deserved it because we've been in that nomadic land for far too long, and this franchise deserves every bit of it. So what if it's coming in a bit earlier than we expected? We deserve that too.
Yeah, and this is the best year to do it because it's the year you're in it and you're eligible. And you, I mean, there's no better time than now. And you haven't caught anybody by surprise because everybody that knows Ball has seen him on film. You caught everybody's attention. Everybody knows. And that's why this week we got some time. We don't know who will all show up for either side come game day. But right now, what's your gut tell you? What's your early signs? We'll get to you later again. You don't have to be your final prediction, but just early forecasts.
Oh man, I think Washington is right there. I'll say that now and I'll say that later. And the reason why is I'd rather go up against an enemy that I do know than one that I don't. And
me too.
Washington, I attended both games. Washington is not fearing Philadelphia at all, right? And I don't know, you've seen it. Chris has seen it. The whole nation has seen it. Philly's not invincible. They are not invincible. They're passing. I don't know what book A.J. Brown is reading, but he hasn't produced in the, you know, they're passing it. If Saquon Barkley is all that they have on offense, right? There's a reason why they said, you know, you can have Jahan Dotson. Okay, you can have him, right? But the Heisman Trophy winner and A.J. Brown collectively as a unit, I haven't seen them really, really scare anybody. And the way that it's coming on with Mikey Sanders-Still and the way it's coming on with Quan Martin and the way that heat-seeking missile of Frankie Louvu is all coming in. I mean, it's all about it. It is all about momentum. So I'll tell you what I'm telling you now, that it is hard to beat an opponent or three times, right? And so this is good. This is the rubber match. They both won a game, and I don't. My sense is telling me that this now. What does concern me, man, that Warrior Sam Cosby not being there. Someone's going to have to step off that offensive line because.
Oh, we're ready. That's what Big Trent got to play.
Yeah.
And if it were tackle, I'd be more concerned at mm-hmm. guard, even though he's going against a Grizzly. He's a Grizzly himself. He just got to go in, and it's a street fight.
Yeah.
Dude trying to come in and take something from you. And he's showing you he's not scared. This is not like he's not a rookie.
Right.
So, yeah, it's the rumble's on. And he got good work last week, so it's on.
Yeah. I feel good about it.
It's your cousin. It's not like you're out of division.
Correct.
It's your cousin.
Correct.
So we know him. But the boy's bad, though. I'm going to tell you what the Eagles, they are low. But everybody's loaded.
Everybody's loaded. Detroit was loaded.
Mm-hmm.
You said they were missing parts, but they were also loaded, right? They had all of this stuff going on. These coordinators that are now being plucked and everything, they had all of this, right? Washington didn't care. You got to have those special seasons. And we knew right out. We knew even before that Hail Mary, but we just knew that, wow, you know, when you talk about the proverbial balls having to bounce your way, Doc, doesn't this feel like one of them seasons that the ball is just bouncing their way? I mean, they've had great, great moments, and they have a quarterback that has been uber special. But those moments that have just bounced their way, that hadn't been bouncing the ways for a long, long time. And I'm not just saying this because I'm in Washington, D.C., and would love to see it. If you look at the tape, if you look at the talent, and you look at those intangibles, Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, oh my goodness, you don't think he's going to be hyped for that game to go to the Super Bowl against your former team? Wow. I mean, you can't script this any better. You can't script this any better. So NFC East football, you're going to have to run the football. They know how to run the football. Washington has to continue to do that. But I'm telling you right now, if Joe Witt Jr.'s team can turn that ball over, man, don't even have to be five times. Just let it be one or two. That's going to be enough. Do you get Jaden that ball again? Keep giving him opportunities with that football? Come on, Doc. Come on, that's not an analyst and a former player talking about that team. That is two journalists talking about a team that you can see with your own eyes that there's talent all over the place. There was talent before. Everybody knew that new football. The reason why Adam Peters took the job is because he knew that was probably one of the more talented 4-13 football teams that has ever been playing in the NFL. There was talent everywhere. They just didn't have culture. They just didn't have coaching. They just didn't have a purpose. Man, everybody has a purpose now, and they will not let each other down.
Cannot wait for game time. Dr. Holder, any seminars, anything that we need to follow up online that our listeners would like to stay in touch with your knowledge?
Man, I'll be on all the platforms, but I can't wait to be back with Doc Walker later on as this thing meanders along, because this is fun. This is so much fun. This is so much fun. Hey, Doc, in 1991, that was the best season this team has had since 1991. Hey, why don't we run it back and have a Buffalo-Washington Super Bowl again?
You know what I'll do? I'll handle for us just going down to be Philly. And then we'll go from there. Right. One step, inch by inch. You know, life's a cinch. And I could hear James Brown right now talking about Morgan Wooten. We'll go on that note, my brother. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And it's all about Burgundy and Gold, man.
All about
blood run cold.
All about.
Dr.
There's only four teams left playing. Yes, sir.
Let's do it, man. We won them. All right. Next stop, Philadelphia. Thank you, Lou Holder. We will take a break. 1-800-636-1067 is the MGM National listener line. And man, it's on. Buckeyes and the Irish are getting it on as well. We're talking ball. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to Overtime. Rick Doc Walker on the microphone. Heavy metal pushing all the right buttons, and we got a rumble going on, college football style, Irish, and the Buckeyes, and they are getting after it, man. The level of intensity is Oh, it's so contagious. It's a beautiful thing, man, watching this. I guess it's like a music. You're in the heavy metal, and you love your concerts and checking it out, and there's just a beauty in it. And watching a game done by two equals that go mano a mano. I mean, they're not trying to trick each other. I love this because it's hand in the ground, slobber knocker football against two privileged programs. This is not the haves versus the have-nots. This is mano a mano, and I'm going to be screaming. I'm going to have to contain myself. I absolutely love this because when it gets down and dirty, it's the slobber knockers that's going to end up winning this thing. But we'll see. We got a lot of room to go. A lot of folks on the line have been really patient. I'll contain myself. Ray in Ashburn, thanks for being patient.
Hey, what's going on, Big Doc?
I'm glad that I survived the 20-year drought, that I was able to survive it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, before I get started, you know, I'm a transplant from Baltimore, and, okay, you know, right now, I'm happy to see people happy here. I got family that's burgundy and gold fans because, you know, the mood up where I'm from, you know, as you know, and you're unique with this because you play tight end. You know, I feel for Mark Andrews right now. You know what I mean? Like, that's an all-world tight end. He's getting killed, man.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, I'm so happy for the burgundy and gold. I'm so happy for the fans. And I know at times the fans that, you know, that, you know, in the area, they really don't, you know, I care for what's going on in the 410. But I grew up a Redskins fan. And I remember that 91 team. It's not to, you know, date you or you make you feel old. I was 9 years old. And I remember having the Redskins notebook and the Redskins pencils. And, you know, being so proud that Mark Griffin and company was doing their thing. So,
yeah, it was awesome. They made it look so easy. They made it look so easy. It was really hard to really appreciate. I appreciated that team down the road, really. And we had some pretty good teams. That team, they made it look so easy. But that was what it should have been. Because the program was built. It was built up to that. And there have been a lot of people that had sacrificed to get to that point. And you had a lot of smart football people by that time. So it was fun to see that. It really was. And this is fun to see because it's built a completely different blueprint. But the principle on it is hard work and brotherhood, camaraderie. And 100%. DQ, man, this dude is... And I remember all the people saying, well, you know, he lost in the Super Bowl. I said, that's what I knew. You know how many people don't even get to the Super Bowl? They don't even have good teams. You know how many losers are in this league?
And absolutely. He is, you got a three-time league MVP trying to get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, criticizing him. I'm going, but it's all behind us now. This is just the beginning.
Absolutely. Before I go, Big Doc, I just want to say this. I'm rooting for a David versus Goliath Super Bowl. I'm rooting for the Commanders to go up against the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, you're talking about an epic theater of the underdog of, you know, of David versus Goliath. You know, the good gentleman that we use on the phone was talking about Buffalo. And Josh Allen's a bad boy. But as I end my call, I am rooting for the Commanders to go against the Kansas City Chiefs because my team is not in. And it's unfortunate. But I'm happy to see that the burgundy and gold is rising again. Good to talk to you, Big Donald.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that, man. And good luck for Baltimore next year. I'm rooting for burgundy and gold against whoever's there. I don't give a damn who shows up. I just want to handle Philly. Reese in Silver Spring, thank you for being patient.
Dang, yeah, an hour and nine. That's fine, you know. sir, I'm 74 years old. I've had season tickets since 1967. I've only missed three games. Let me tell you about my Commanders. I've been in every Super Bowl, great times and everything. This year is my most fun. I've never missed a game. I can tell you everything. Do you remember our game in 1968 when we beat the Giants 73-42?
I heard about it.
Remember that? Okay, we had Gogolak as our kicker. Sam Huff is our player. All right, he called timeout with a coach. He hated the Giants. The whole fans.
That's right.
Were there.
I remember that. He wanted. He hated. Yeah, he wanted
42.
To. Yeah, he wanted to stick it into. He wanted to stick them harder.
It was great. The whole fans stayed there. We didn't have such a great team, but every team, every score. That was great. All right. I've been to all our Super Bowl wins. You know, the great teams with Gibbs, the last win over Buffalo Bills. They lost four straight Super Bowls. We had a great team in that last win. Monk and all them, that's great. All right. I got a big screen TV that hadn't been working for 3 weeks. I turned 74 on Friday. A guy called me. You want, what's great? Yeah, and you can fix my TV. What's wrong? You can fix it. He comes over here. He fixes it. Finally, 5 minutes before kickoff, stay here, have a beer. We're going to win. How are we going to watch? No turnovers. All right. You know, we got that 4th-and-1 terrible call. That's all right. We're down 7-3. Stupid call. But I'm laughing. Why are you laughing? Watch. We're going to be winning it to the halftime, aren't we? Yeah. Why? We saw any turnovers? Oh, Darnell Armstrong strip search. Hey, that's a first. Yeah, Goff, he ain't that good. No, you watch. All right, I had to go to the bathroom one time. I didn't want to miss a play. What happened on that play? Quan Martin, 60 yards pick. See, let me see you dance. You can't dance. All right, we just second half. We got to win. Just do what we got. Everything's fine. Gets down to 14 points. We intercept the ball. Oh, no. Oh, no, it's a penalty. Brady, he's great. Brady, look, they come back. Look, no. 8, 9, 12. 12 men on the field. We don't lose it. Ah, we got the game. All right. Cosme, oh, my God. Your favorite ball player, mine. Trent Scott, wasn't he great?
He was awesome.
He's gonna be great in Philly. We're gonna go to the Super Bowl. JD, favorite quarterback ever he could be. We go to beat the Chiefs by 3. Why not? Anybody, anytime, anywhere. Go to Philly.
Reese, you promised me this, man. Tune in because I'm gonna tell Toby. I look forward to hearing you on Burgundy and Gold post game live after the ball game in Philadelphia.
I'm going to be there in New Orleans.
Well, call us from the car because I got to hear you. Yeah, let's get the bones even in there. Appreciate it.
I love your show.
Hell of a call, man. Thank you, Reese.
Thank you.
Hail to the W. K9 in Southeast.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Doc. Shout out to Heavy Metal. I'm going to get up Sunday morning, right, and I'm going to drive up to Philly, you know, because I'm going up there, man, to support the Burgundy and Gold, man, you know. And, you know, we got the quarterback, man, and my team, my offensive line, my defense, as you know, everybody, you know, say, you know, we don't tackle real good, you know, teams that run on us and all that stuff. I'm going up there, man, to get them all the support I can give them, man, because we get ready to go up to Philly, up Philly, with that rowdy crowd, and we're going to whoop that ass, man. And I'm going up there and help them whoop that ass, man. I'm telling you, Doc, we're going to whip Philly, and we're going to the Super Bowl. You know, I've seen this before. I've been here before. So I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. The vibe is in the air. All you babies that haven't been here before, get on the bandwagon, and let's take this ride, man. Because I'm telling you, we're going to the Super Bowl. We're going up here in Philly and whoop that ass. All we got to do is get Jeremy Chin or Frankie Louvoo or Doris Armstrong, somebody to put a good hit on Jalen Hurts, a good legal hit, get him out of the way, And that's all we got to do, focus on Saquon Barkley after that. Thanks for taking my call,
all right,
Doc.
Man,
I love
appreciate
you, man.
That. Peace. That's a pure, pure 100% canine call. We go to break on that one. That was nifty. But Reese out in Silver Spring, you promise us, I'm going to tell Toby about you and this call. Stay with us, folks, here on Overtime. Boy, they're getting some contact. It's a physical contest. Irish and the Buckeyes. I know you're losing your mind, Heavy Metal. See a familiar name on the call sheet. This is a name that's known all over Burgundy and Gold Nation. When you hear Rev T, people say, put your hands together. Rev, what's going on, brother?
Man, I can't call it, Doc. You know I'm taking this drive down here to VCU, take my baby back to school, but I had to call in the overtime because you easing and you uplifting my mind as I take this drive down the road. But when I think about this drive down the road, the drive that we done took over the last 20 years down the road, Doc, we done been in some bumps and some bruises along the way as we drove down this road. And at this time right now, we got to make a U-turn and go up the road. See, I knew a man, and a lot of us knew a man. You said when they speak about the name Rev T, no, when they speak about a man named Zema Williams. Y'all know him as TZ. He was my Jedi master when it came to this thing called hype, Doc. And let me just say this. I got to get real with you, Doc. You know, I was sitting there last night and I was saying to myself, and looking at them prices, should I go up to this game of Philadelphia? And, Doc, you know, I ain't really no traveler. I support and I love uplift and I defend what's ours here at home. Yeah, but at the end of the day, though, Doc, in my solitude, I was saying to my wife, I said, I gotta go. This man left something to me to carry on. This man left something to me to uplift. This man left something to me that I've been telling people to believe in, Doc. But hold on. Come September 2024, 25 season, I started saying to these people, off the humble. Why not us, Doc? Why not us with our defense right now? Why not us with our offense? Why not us with our coaches? Why not us with our special teams? But hold on, here's what's so special about this moment right now, Doc. The 12th man standing, traveling, only like we can. Why not us? So when I'm telling the people right here in the overtime, right here with my man, Doc Walker, who I love and I respect so much, Doc, the Reverend, the people's hype man, Rev T, I see y'all up in Philadelphia. Why not us? Why not us? Why not us, Doc? Why not us? You got to believe in something, baby. Why not believe in this Burgundy and Gold? Our time, our place. Let's go. I ain't worried about no Super Bowl. I'm worried about the now, in the moment. Choose the moment. Choose the Eagles.
What are you thinking?
Why not us, Doc?
Master Rev T, the one and only.
I love y'all so much.
Drive safely, T. Take your baby back to school and make sure you don't wreck on the road.
I am the people's hype man. I am the people's hype man. Rev T, why not us? Why not us? Believe, baby. March with me. Ow! Love somebody.
What do you say after that, Doc?
We're back. Well, no, it's like old times. This is Chief Steve Z. Boy, you talking about a mellow man, a man of conviction, and watching him perform in Dallas. He'd travel, him and his buddy, and they'd have skits and acts. And you thought it was a rival, but they were buddies, and they put on a show. But it was real, man. It was real. David, in Fairfax, it's a hard act for you to follow, but somebody's got to do it.
What's happening, Doc?
Hey, man, you know what time it is.
I do. So I got a crazy collaboration. Two of my favorite things, the Washington Commanders and the Wu-Tang Clan.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying HTTWTC. Hail to the Washington Commanders. Hail to the Wu-Tang Clan. This is what I want to see on Sunday. I want Bobby Wagner, a.k.a. Bobby Steels, to come out and lead the charge on defense. I want Chef Jonathan on the interior and Duran to bring the pain. And I want old Dirty Lattimore to bring the ruckus on offense. I want to see Scary Terry play like a genius. I want to see Inspector Eck, a.k.a. Austin Eckler, ball out. I want to see Zach Ertz, a.k.a. Ghost Zini, ball out. Ghost said the face came out when the game got real. Well, the game gets real when Ghost Zini goes back to Philly like a monster. And lastly, I want to see Jaden Daniels come out with the Tiger style. Say it with me, Doc. Ownership was temporary. Washington is forever. Washington ain't nothing to mess with. What you got, Doc?
I'm feeling it, man. It's a good vibe. It's a good vibe. All we got to do now is outscore them by 1 point, and all this works.
All this works, right?
Yeah, all of it works. And then we hit it to wherever we got to go. Buffalo or Kansas City, I don't care. All I want to do is beat Philadelphia. That's it.
All I want to do is beat Philadelphia.
All I want to do is beat Philly. And then we'll handle whatever's next. We'll handle that. Appreciate the phone call. Boy, 8:54 in this evening, man. Metal. It's how the girls, Metal?
They're doing fantastic. All sleeping in bed right now. So, but you know, daddy's got to work at night. It's all good. See you tomorrow morning.
It's 8 o'clock. It's almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah, man.
The babies go to. Oh, that's what they tell you.
My kids are man. They're 5 and 3, man. They're not staying up.
Oh, okay. All right. That's okay. All right. Okay. I was about to say, that's what they tell daddy. Yeah.
When they stay up past their bedtime, say something's going on, even by like 8:30, they're messes. They're just cranky and screaming.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
they
kids.
Just,
and even
they can't
adults,
do it
we,
yet.
You know,
yeah.
Sleep. Even people that think they're adults, don't take it for granted. Sleep. Take your behind to sleep. And you see good things going on. Man, with some memorable callers, man. 74-year-old Reese out in Silver Spring. Man, that would be interesting. I hope Toby, I can't wait to tell Toby about him. We win, he calls in, that will be special.
Yeah, he said he was going to the game this weekend, yeah. So he'll be up in Philly, yeah. So hopefully he'll call in after.
We got lots of people, man, that go, and you know, you've gone on the road. It's not easy, and it's not cheap.
No.
You know, you wish there was some kind of way, but I mean, it's all about, nobody's trying to, it's about making money. It's about doing your thing. Update on this game, it is now, the gap has been closed. Now we got both teams on the scoreboard. I was a little worried, I'm 7-0 Irish now, it's tightening up.
Yeah, we got 14.
This is going to be four quarter game.
14-7 now, Ohio State, 14. Man.
Okay, now. So it's up. Yeah, I'm watching this thing. I'm slow rolling. I'm watching. I'm going, oh, okay.
Well, we got a couple more callers online, Doc. Let's go to break and let's go hit them when we come back,
yeah, let's
right?
Let's do that. We'll do that. A little house cleaning. We'll come back. And I just want I want it to be four quarter game. I want to see a slobber knocker. I think we're going to get it. Stay with us here. Overtime, DOC, and Heavy Metal.